Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that loves you just as you are. And this week we're going to be talking about all that new year, new you bullshit.
Hi, I'm George from Fuller Figure, Fuller Bust, and I'm afraid it's New Year, same me, but Happy New Year, guys!
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls. I was fabulous in 2019, and it's going to be more of the same in 2020.
Love it. Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and I'm far more interested in being in Vodka Revolution than having any New Year's resolutions.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and we'd love to hear about your failed New Year's resolutions.
So optimistic, Hayley.
So it's that time of year again. As Rivki put it the other day, January is the official month of diet culture and feeling bad about yourself. Rivki, do you make New Year's resolutions? If you do, have you ever kept one?
Do you know what? I don't think I ever have. I don't think I've ever made a New Year's resolution. It's just such a depressing month, isn't it? Everyone's like, let's not do anything. Let's not go anywhere. Let's not spend any money. Let's not have a drink. I mean, God.
That would be tough for you, Ben.
I just think it's such a shit month anyway. I don't make any New Year's resolutions, and I try and make sure that I still go out and drink and have fun.
Good for you. I had a friend, this was back in South Africa actually, who used to do dry February because it's the shortest month of the year.
Hero.
So he was like,
and then this... the hero comes along.
He was like, this I can manage, 28 days I can do. Yeah. George?
So I once decided to give up chocolate. I think it was just for January. I was like, do you know what? I should give it up. And then I went to a friend's birthday party and she had this amazing white chocolate birthday cake. And I was like, no, I can't. I've given up chocolate. And it just haunted me so much. I think I went home and ate about three chocolate bars because I was like, that was hard.
That on like January 2nd?
Yeah. I reckon it was.
Also, like, you didn't have the good cake. You went home and had some crap chocolate.
I know. It still haunts me.
What
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I've never stuck with this sort of idea of giving something up, but when I've made positive resolutions, I find they work so much better. So when I decide to do something, but I feel like that works a lot better for me than trying to restrict, rather like adding something to my life.
Everyone's so busy trying to like make themselves so sad and punish themselves that actually if you give yourself something lovely to do...
Yeah.
Then that's a really good way to kick off.
God,
the new year.
It really haunts you, Rivki.
I hate January.
Like, oh, God, it's
the
awful.
The gym gets so full of people that don't want to be there.
The pubs are empty.
Yeah, just carry on with your normal lives, people. It's like a day apart
Oxford
from 2019.
Street has tumbleweed blowing up here.
Oh, don't. I can't take it.
So I personally think that resolutions are so hard to keep because you set yourself this massive pressure of this enormous change. January the 1st rolls around, you're still a bit drunk, you've still got some like pigs in blanket in your fist, and then you're like, I'm
talking
going
about
to
your
give
sex
up
life again.
Such an image.
Thank you. But I'm there with party poppers in my hair, a bottle of champagne,
fisting
Lambrini, like shoveling in cold pigs in blankets, the clock chimes midnight and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to give all of this up. This year I'm going to lose 800 kilos. I'm never going to drink again. I'm going to be this amazing person. And it's just so unattainable because I'm not ever going to be a good person. But also it's unattainable because you're making these huge changes. Like you're going from like one extreme to the other. And
it's called turkey, right? Like that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Is it called cold turkey? Because there's still like turkey in the fridge.
Maybe. Not in my house, it's in my fist, as I've just said. But it's warm
Does
turkey.
Anyone know, if you are out there and you are listening, yeah. Do you know the origins of cold turkey? Because if that's not the origins, let's just pretend
Can
that
we
it
make
is. Because
it? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Trademarked. At Fat Chat Pod on everything, guys. But yeah, it's too big. It's too. And then when you fail, you berate yourself. People often put on social media in like February, right? Well, that's officially it until next January. For me, it's like one day in, as we've discussed. But you know, that's it. I've lost that opportunity to change. And it's this idea that that's the only time change can be, and it has to be the biggest change of your life. No.
Why do you think this time of year can be so difficult as a plus size woman? Because I often feel it's harder. Why do you think that is, Riv?
I suppose, again, it comes back to that diet culture, isn't it? The first thing that people think of when January 1st rolls around, you see it on TV as well. Buy all this food, buy all this alcohol, have the best time of your life for like literally 12 days. And then they're like, what are you doing? Why are you having the best time of your life and eating all the food and drinking all the
You're
drinks?
You're disgusting.
Go on a diet.
That's here's a,
yeah, exactly. Like, here's a diet ad. And it's literally as like the clock strikes midnight.
I told
everything
you
changes.
That, like,
it's mad. I almost wait for like Weight Watchers and Slimming World ads to start now. That's like part of my Christmas tradition.
Weight Watchers watch.
Yeah.
I told you I was at home one New Year's Eve because I wasn't well, and I was just like watching stuff on 4OD, and you know, they like insert the ads. And literally before, it was like, have your best M&S Christmas. And then straight after midnight, the next set of ads I watched was, here, use new blah blah to lose 7 inches in 2 minutes. It literally, these are the sort of
Robbie, if you're listening, don't do it. We need all those inches. Even though there's not 7. Sorry, carry on.
What are you talking about, Robbie's penis?
I suppose it's, again, it comes back to diet culture, which obviously was our first episode, but it's probably the most poignant theme that will come through pretty much everything we ever talk about.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's the way society angles itself. So it's particularly difficult for plus size women.
Because we're the before.
Yeah, we are the before.
Your body is the before picture. It's not okay as it is right now because you're just the before picture. What do you think, George?
Definitely, it is that time of year where it's summer bodies are made in winter, and it is that when you're in the gym, like, I definitely feel like, are people looking at me thinking, God, well, she's obviously here to change things up. Look at that. Wibble.
When I walk past the gym, they're like, she should be in here trying to change things up.
You're like, no, McDonald's is next door.
Shout out if you'd like to sponsor this podcast.
McDonald's, not a gym. But yeah, it's hard, and everyone around you is suddenly beating themselves up for all the Christmas purge they put on, and oh my goodness, all those drinks I had. And it's like, you've just, as we say, like, gone from having the best time of your life to now like beating yourself up for that. Like, what was the point? Why can't you just enjoy what happened? If you want to make changes, sure, but it doesn't need to be this massive life overhaul, because every year it's the same. It's like Groundhog Day. No, give me more hog roast.
My gym
less groundhog.
Is so rammed on that first Monday back, like, you literally cannot move. But by about March time, absolutely none of them are still there.
Your gym has stamina. Mine is like the last week of January died down. Like, March is good. Like,
see, to me, I just think if you're living in a space where you're trying to move away from that, January is the official month of diet culture. And it encourages negative self-talk. It says this is the time when it's okay to beat your body up. And it's framed in a positive way of making positive change. But as you're saying, George, they're often not sustainable. They're these massive cold turkey changes.
Trademark.
Yeah. I like cold turkey. I'm feeling cold turkey's getting a bad rap there.
No, I love cold turkey, both to eat and to say.
We want to hear all about your failed New Year's resolutions, because that's the kind of bitter people we are. So make sure that you get in touch with us. You can find us on social media at Fat Chat Pod.
Oh, always my favourite bit of the podcast. Now we get our very own fashionista pro, Rivki, to give us a little bit of style advice. And this week, what are you talking to us about?
I'm going to talk to you about a wardrobe detox, which is actually one of my favourite topics, because...
Your favourite detox.
My favourite is the only detox that I ever do. I used to work in personal styling, and so we used
That's
to...
That's a cool job.
It was really fun spending other people's money.
Oh, God.
No, also, do you know what? I love having a look at people's wardrobes. I love seeing what's in there. And I think this is the time when you can really think about the emotional connection that we have to our clothes.
Oh, my God,
and I think a lot of people don't think about that. And actually, things I keep in my wardrobe sometimes aren't things that I'm still wearing, but I keep them because they've got really great memories associated with them.
And you remember like the times you had in that dress,
exactly.
And maybe there'll be another party that's as good.
Shout
in that
out
dress.
To Monica Lewinsky.
Oh dear. So my first tip is, firstly, anything that doesn't fit, get rid of it.
Amen.
Yes.
Do you know what? There are other fat girls in charity shops right now looking for clothes. And because you all are holding on to shit for when you get skinny, they can't find them. Take that stuff to the charity shop.
Yeah, so get rid. And also because, you know what? If your body does change shape or you lose weight or you gain weight, or whatever, buy yourself new clothes. You deserve them. But with those clothes, look at those clothes, and if there are items in there that are really associated with amazing times you've had, take them out of your wardrobe, fold them, put them in like a plastic box with some acid-free tissue paper and a photo of you wearing that outfit, so from the good time. You don't have to chuck away memories. I'm talking about clothes that just don't fit, but if it's something that's got real memory association, put it in a box with an image and put it somewhere that's not in your everyday wardrobe.
Oh,
that's
I like
lovely.
That.
So like a dress you wore to an engagement party,
yeah.
Or something from a special New Year. That's really special. I guess you don't want to get too carried away with that. You've got to really think about when it's something meaningful.
If it's something you're like, oh, I really don't want to part with this because like it reminds me of happier times, keep it, just not in your kind of things I'm wearing right now. That your wardrobe should be functional for how you dress now. Mm-hmm. Try everything on. Anything that needs to get fixed, go and get it fixed. Go and get it altered. Get it dry cleaned. Stop having stuff that you cannot wear.
Amen.
Yes,
I also think that like from a sustainability thing, I mean, plus size women all over the country hold clothes swaps. Those are so amazing.
Yeah.
Like you can take your stuff, you can swap things, you can pick up some stuff that you didn't, you know, that you were maybe missing. And that's an amazing way. We spend a lot of money on clothes and sometimes just going out and buying new ones isn't really feasible for everybody. But if you can go to like a clothes swap, you might meet some cool people and you could come away with like a whole new outfit.
Exactly.
Winning.
Also, try on all your clothes, work out some new outfits, take photos. Keep the photos. You've got a little photo book of different style ideas of how
love
you can
that.
Wear
right.
things.
Clueless.
Yeah.
Bring Clueless
God.
Back.
Yeah, but do you know what? It really works. And if you're struggling to make your wardrobe work as it is now, that's a really, really great way of just re-kickstarting your style for a new year. Look at what you've got and then make a list of what you actually need, because people don't shop for the boring bits. The tops, the layering bits, the sweater that you need to make that skirt work. So make a list of what you need and then only buy what you need.
I mean, we never usually advertise restraint on this podcast, but in this case,
in any
portion
area
control,
of your
portion
life.
Control. Yeah. So I've got an idea. Why don't we challenge ourselves to wear something we haven't worn in a while and put it posted on the gram this week?
Excellent. And
my wedding dress.
make sure to also share with us your outfits. If you've restyled some stuff from your wardrobe and you've had a little wardrobe detox, I'd really like to see
some
of your like detoxed wardrobes. So share them
with us at
Chat Pod.
On Twitter, on Facebook, post a little photo. And then on Instagram, why not DM us or share in a story and tag us? And then we can share our favourites. And it'd be really amazing to see what you guys are re-wearing, what you've rediscovered from your wardrobes. So Hayley, you were saying earlier that you don't make things that you have to abstain from. You instead make these positive resolutions. Like, tell us what that is, Hayley. Enlighten us.
I think for me, it's okay to stay the same in some areas. I bet you're pretty brilliant, whoever you are out there. Like, I bet there are some things last year that you super achieved.
Donald Trump cannot listen to this podcast. Ever. Or Boris.
That's bloated
that's
orange carcass.
What? Hayley, don't be so harsh about yourself.
Why are you so orange, bitch? But like, you know, most of us, we will have achieved something last year. We will have done some great things.
We started a podcast.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, and we kept it going for how many weeks?
Yeah.
4 whole weeks.
Still alive.
It's okay to focus on those things and actually to celebrate what you were doing in 2019. But not just that. Why don't instead you think of something that you can do rather than detracting? So see more of a friend who you really enjoy or find a new hobby. So my example is the only New Year's resolution I can honestly say I've ever stuck to is I started my blog. I started Curves and Curls on the 1st of January 2015.
Amazing.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, and...
Oh, my God, happy 5th birthday. It's off to school. Oh, how exciting. Yeah.
Mama can get her life back. you know, for me, that was a positive thing. Instead of... And it was a replacement for the diet that I usually started on the 1st of January. I was like, instead I'm going to add something instead of, you know, instead of subtracting. And then my mum, she... I don't know how many years ago it was now, like 5 or 6 maybe, she wanted to do something for charity, and she's always just had like a soft spot for the elderly, and she feels they often get left behind. And so she started working with Silverline. That's like a charity where you get a buddy who you phone once a week and have a chat to you. And like, my mum and Joan have been speaking 5 years now.
That's so nice.
I know. Like, my mum started watching Strictly so that they'd have something to chat about. Now they're super into it. They exchange Christmas cards. It's a really positive thing, and it brings a positive thing to both of their lives. And that was a positive thing my mum did. It wasn't like a hit yourself on the head. It was a, like a, I'd like to give something back. But it's given them both so much, which is...
I think that's such a nice idea. Like, I love that. And I love the fact that you've got like a big blog birthday, and that all started from that January 1st change. And I hope it really shows people that you can make a positive change in January and not just do something that's about hating yourself. It should be about something that's loving yourself.
Oh, thanks, Rev.
It's getting a bit emotional here.
Yeah, getting a bit misty. It's also the hangover.
I mean, I often think as well, like, if you're going to make a change, don't be that person who's like halfway through December, like, no, but come January, I will make this change. Oh, January the 1st. Like, sure, for some people, that's really motivational. I'm not taking that away. But I personally am better. If I want to make a change, I have to make it at that time.
And you're really good with that, actually. Mm. You'll just like wake up the next day and be like, I'm done.
Let's do
like,
it.
This like, is what's happening now.
I think my biggest one last year was I actually went, joined at my new gym in November because I've been working out in my garage and I wasn't feeling that motivated. And I was like, actually, it's time to join the gym now. And then when January rolled around and everyone was there with their new year, new me, people that I've not ever seen in the gym again, and I'll probably see them again now.
Yeah.
I felt already like I belonged to that gym. It didn't make me feel like, oh my goodness, I'm one of those people, I have to keep this up. I'd already made that a habit, and now a year on, I'm still at that gym, I'm still enjoying it. And it's just, I just think it's so important when you get that motivation to kickstart something and not then be part of that crowd and set yourself up to fail. I just feel it's such a known thing that like New Year's resolutions will often fail because we set the goals too far, too high. But what about you guys? Do you think that there will be something positive, like a positive change, or do?
Yeah, come on, Rivki.
Another blog.
This is going to be your first resolution. Yeah. This is the thing. Like, we'd love to hear from you guys. What are your positive things for 2020? And we will be tracking ours over the next few months to let you know how we're going with our positive 2020.
Yeah, so make sure to get in touch with us at Fat Chat Pod and let us know what your positive resolutions are. Are you sticking to them? Do you need some help and some motivation from us?
Can you find a buddy on one of our social media channels who's doing something similar and might be able to help you? George, what's yours?
Guys, you might find it hard to believe, I'm quite a highly strung, angry driver.
No, I am shocked. As your regular co-captain and navigator.
Twat nav. that's Hayley. I actually, my husband always says, like, my mouth says one thing and my driving does the other. Because even though I shout at people, I try not to run them off the road. My car wouldn't hack it, let's be real. But
God help us if she ever gets a Land Rover.
Yeah. But I'm trying now to just, okay, that person cut me up on the motorway without indicating. That's okay. They're a wanker and I'm not. That's okay. Like, something horrible may happen to them and I don't need to wish that upon them, or maybe they'll learn to use their indicator.
We drove up this morning and this balance was amazing because she'd be like, I don't know. But no, but it's okay because you're just a dickhead and that's fine. And she'd be like, I just want, but no, but everything is okay. And I was like,
I give you till next week, George, before this all falls apart.
Thanks, Rivki.
That's a supportive sort of supportive chat you can find here.
What about you guys? I feel, Rivki, you've deflected then. Oh, nice
I
one.
I thought I'd got away with it. No. I was like, sweet, we've moved on. No one's noticed I'm still here.
You're in my sights like a driver who doesn't indicate. Come on.
Oh, God. I've got two. In fact, I'm going to do two positive changes in my life.
Breaking out the big guns.
First one is actually start making my lunches again. I used to make my lunches the whole time last year and I just fell out of the habit and it became really, really easy.
It's also like such a money waster.
Oh my God. Literally, when I get to the end of the week and I think about how much money I've spent on coffee and food, it's so depressing.
Do you have one of those cute little keep cups? Are you going to bring those in?
No.
Okay.
Three resolutions. Three.
No, don't
stop
push it.
No. So I'm going to start making my lunches again and I will share what I make on the gram so that you guys can see what I'm eating.
Maybe a little story highlight, Rivki's lunches.
And then also I saw my friend Fliss for brunch a couple of weeks ago. We've known.
Shout out to Fliss, deep friend of the pod.
Shout out to brunch.
And we basically just said that we're going to find a class that we can do together so that we can pep talk each other and like talk about work.
You what know, sort just, of a class? Yeah. Like, do you mean like a hobby class or an exercise class?
Yeah, like we're going to find like a hobby that we can both do. Something new so that we can like meet up every couple of weeks, chat about stuff I and like properly that. Keep in touch as a because we used to work in the same office and we don't now, so I don't see it that much.
Yeah, this is so in keeping with like the whole vibe. I'm loving this, Riv. I mean, I feel like mine's a micro change, but it's something that would maybe help with my like general well-being. So I drink a lot of tea. I'm sometimes like not so good at eating during the day. I'll just like be like, oh, I'll just have a cup of tea and then think
you
about
it. You
were
off later. The podcast for that comment.
But then I eat.
How dare
all
you?
Night. But yeah, and so I think like I'm going to try and swap out some of those regular teas for like maybe a peppermint tea because I don't think that all that caffeine is great for my anxiety. Like it's good for when I need a bit of a boost, a cup or so a day, but certainly after a certain time, it's just not. It's not the one for me.
You say that's a micro change. I actually think that's such an important change because you've thought about your mental health and that's a really big thing and that will be a massive change for you.
Yeah.
So don't knock that one.
So I'm just going to post every time I have a peppermint tea bag. This, yeah. The content is going to be riveting in January.
Yeah.
This is a sort of top old tea bags and Rivki's lunch.
And me in a car. Practicing meditation in the M25.
Yeah, George just
with
breathing.
Her eyes open.
Yeah. Maybe a picture of my horn, which will have gathered dust by that time because I won't have used it 50 times a day.
Your horn with an E or your surname?
That never gathers dust. So we have our self-care tip this week and it's obviously going to be related to resolutions.
I thought you said revolution.
It's obviously going
I'm
to
disappointed
be
now.
In vodka revolutions. Start revolutions, not resolutions. So we just think what we've been saying all along, you know, have those small goals. It doesn't have to be something that's like, for the whole of this year, I will make this massive change. I will give up smoking. It can be like, I'm just going to smoke 2 cigarettes less this week. This is for Joe's boyfriend. If you listen to Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend, then you will know what that's about. If you don't, go and listen. Make those small changes that are attainable, that you can slot into your life, that you won't beat yourself up for if it all goes wrong, that you don't have to feel like you're giving up something. For example, Hayley and I were spending an evening at a friend's house the other week.
Shout out to Hester.
Hi Hester, if you're listening. If you're not, why not? And she is a nurse, and nurses are notorious for not drinking enough water because God bless them and what they do. They're obviously
they don't
you know,
have
on
time
the go.
To pee.
They don't have time to pee. They don't have time to drink. But Hester just will not drink water at any other time. And yesterday she proudly told us at about 7 PM, guys, I've just had my second wee of the day because we'd ribbed her that she doesn't obviously wee enough and she's got to
and
squeeze
then I think
that out.
It's the colour of Red Bull.
Yeah. And so we actually were thinking of Hester today. So, you know, Hayley gave her a little text and was like, don't forget to drink some more water. And it's that kind of thing that like when you remember to do something like that, do that thing, do that small change, give that thing up, start that thing, drink more water, smoke less, whatever it is, those tiny changes. And don't beat yourself up if you don't make those changes. Remember, you can start or pick that up at any time during the year. It's so important to remember that as much as January can feel like a clean slate, a clean start, it's really good for making resolutions. If you want to do that, sure. But it doesn't matter if you start like a New Year's resolution in June.
Every week we give someone a shout out, someone that we think you guys should follow, that we think makes your Instagram and social feed that little bit better.
Because the only diet you need to be on is a social media diet.
Amen.
Exactly. And so this week our shout out goes to one of my favourite fashionistas. The brand is called Donald Stanley. Their social handle is at Donald_Stanley_. And it's a size inclusive fashion brand. You basically send your measurements. You can pick your fabric. There's dresses, there's kimonos, so you can get something for a special occasion. It's all handmade. It's a startup, small, independent brand. Louise is amazing and she's worked so hard. She's been doing this 3 years and I've really, really watched her business grow. And it's just a great thing that, you know, they can make stuff whatever your size.
And yay for like supporting small indie brands, firstly.
Exactly.
And secondly, now that you've cleared out and detoxed your wardrobe.
There is
how
space.
Incredible. Yeah, to have some space to put your brand new made to measure garment in. I love that.
And I love the idea that you can really choose something that you really want. It's not like fast fashion, you pick it, you're like, actually I've always wanted a green dress with this detail, and they can make it, and then that's such a nice piece to have in your wardrobe, like a nice
dress. Guys, I want to get like this podcast finished so that I can go and start scrolling through their Instagram.
Yeah. fair enough.
Definitely make sure you follow them, have a look at all the amazing fabrics that you can buy and get to the style that you like and love, and just have something that you really want to wear because you deserve to have something lovely.
Amazing.
So make sure you follow Donald Stanley, which is at Donald_Stanley_. And if there's anyone that you think we should be following and that we should give a shout out on the show, make sure that you contact us at Fat Chat Pod and let us know.
So happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. It has been awesome. Remember, we love you just as you are. We have new episodes every Tuesday. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast.
And next week, guys, we are going to be talking about all things body confidence.
Woo! Woo!
Oh, good woos there, guys. Good Thanks. Woos. So make sure you are tuning in next week to hear us talking all about that.
Don't forget, you can follow us at Fat Chat Pod everywhere you get your social media. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate us 5 stars and tell all your friends about us.
See you next Tuesday.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.